With today's For Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Under a seemingly constant barrage of accusations from activist groups, the ag sector stays pretty busy countering those attacks. U.S. Apple Association President Jim Baer says you don't have to look too far for another naughty list.
It is, and we pick up either through our website or through social media. It's almost a daily thing, and somebody's taking a shot at our product.
Baer says their motives are usually pretty obvious.
Most of it is fundraising. If you go to the websites of some of these activist groups that are constantly attacking U.S. agriculture, you know, it's all about raising money for their operations.
So, like their recent response to the pesticide residue list, Baer says we won't sit back and just take it.
We're going to be much more direct in our response to those people. In fact, we started this year, and when the Dirty Dozen report came out that always says that apples are in the top 1, 2, 3 of the so-called fruits and vegetables that are not safe because of pesticide residues. And it's unfortunate there are lazy reporters who just pick that story up because they read about it and they have to fill out content for their publication, or they got to find something to put on the air, radio or TV. And so they're very, sadly, very willing to just swallow that nonsense hook, line, and sinker.
Listen tomorrow for more on the Clean Your Apple scare and how quick, factual responses are working.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.